Friends, Romans, countrymen, it's Stage Direction with Johanna Cosgrove. Brought to you by the Vic Devonport.
Isn't that where theatre really starts?
In the home?
Just amongst friends, you know, performing, doing things for your friends.
It is all about community, to be honest.
Here we go. It's the watchword of the day, community, isn't it?
Is it? Have you already been saying that?
It's good, though.
Yeah, we've had a couple of cool cats come on before talking about communities. And here you are talking about communities.
Here I am, the theatre community. So,
but the reason we're mentioning sort of knocking up your own shows is because there's not a lot of shows on.
Not in the moment, no. Because everyone is still on holiday.
True.
And true. Performers need holidays too.
Fringe Festival
is coming up.
Yeah.
And that is in February. I think I talked about that last year because the registrations were closing. But it's going to be really exciting. There's heaps and heaps of shows on all over the goddamn place. Pussy Riot is coming.
Ooh.
I know.
It's not really theatre though, is it, so much?
Well, I guess it's a kind show. It's a political musical experience. It's on at the Town Hall anyway, and I'm really excited to see that.
Pussy Riot at the Town Hall.
Is coming to the Town Hall Auckland.
You know what? These are great times to be alive.
These are really great times to be alive.
You'd imagine there once would have been a time where we'd never have seen Pussy Riot. They'd never have made their way around the world.
Escaping the clutches of Putin. Yeah, they were in the gulag for 3 years in the prison.
Sucks. And you know what? Didn't faze them. That's the best thing about it, eh? Maybe it did faze them.
But it absolutely did. What are you talking about?
Well, they're still together. They're touring the world. They're still saying the same thing.
No, they're not. They actually split up. There's like through two different branches of Pussy Riot.
I sort of didn't know that, but I just thought but I think the concept of it has not been eradicated, which is what I think he was trying to do initially.
Yeah, he tried to shut them down. Guess what? Feminism rises to the top.
Yeah.
And so that is on the 22nd of February at the Auckland Town Hall.
It's good for you to talk about now, because if you want to get your tickets, get your tickets.
You should absolutely get your tickets right now. I think they're $60.
What a great ideal thing if you say your son or daughter, when it was their birthday, this unusual time of the year for birthdays, and, as a conscious mum or dad, you could buy a Pussy Riot ticket for your child.
Yeah. I would, if I had a 12-year-old, I would take them to Pussy Riot. Wouldn't you? Silence. Maybe not.
Why are you breathing heavily into the mic? It's quite intense.
Oh, shit. I unplugged my microphone.
It's all part of my professionalism. Depending on the 12-year-old.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. I think for some 12-year-olds, it would be a phenomenon.
But then you start
taking them to other shows after that, and then look.
But that's what we want. We want to get them into the theatre community ASAP.
I feel like if there's no theatre shows on right now, what if you're an aspiring? If you want to be in the theatre, where do you go? What do you?
You go out in your backyard. You put some torches up in the trees, and you do a show.
What if you want to be in a theatre? Like, if you're a young Johanna, what do I do?
Yeah, you can make your own show. You could.
You seem adverse to this idea. Have you had a few failed own shows?
This is the thing. You could go and do some
puppet shows.
Yeah, you could do puppet shows. You could go to drama school. You could do some classes. You could do some accent workshops. You could do some writing workshops.
Is it the done thing? Just stroll up to a person in the street with a fake accent, and perhaps maybe a monocle and a.
That sounds like a scam.
That sounds really awful. This is the thing. Confidence tricksters have ruined it for aspiring actors and actresses on the street.
Yeah, scam artists are just really not good.
They've really ruined it, haven't they?
The other thing that I was thinking about was maybe we could do some predictions for what shows.
Yeah.
What are going to be the themes of the year in theatre?
And what are you thinking?
Well, I'm thinking there's going to be less audience participation in shows this year.
Why is that?
I just feel like audience participation was really done. Maybe. I don't know. Please prove me wrong.
Where would you suggest it peaked?
I would say Auntie. I'm just here to promote my own shit. I'm not. I think there'll be lots of solo shows this year. Get a sense of that.
Think one man, one woman shows, that's something.
Yep. I think we're going to see lots of...
I'm just deciding whether I'm going to do my one man show of the story of Shamu.
Of what? Of who?
Have you been to SeaWorld?
What are you talking about?
Have you been to SeaWorld?
When I was a child, before I knew that it was terrible.
This is the thing. So you remember the killer whale Shamu?
No.
Shamu, the killer whale that does the show at SeaWorld.
Okay.
His name is Shamu.
You, I believe
and
you.
There's, it's right. Like Ronald McDonald. There's various Shamus around the SeaWorlds, you know. There's one like a Shamu per SeaWorld sort of thing.
Yeah.
Maybe not so much nowadays. But now's the time for me to take this, to do this, to bring this, this idea of an animatronic killer whale costume.
Oh my god.
Suspended. You know that little theatre that used to be at the front here, that little tiny theatre?
The Maid Mint.
But no, the tiny one that used to be at the front.
No.
Where the building is now, not in the Maid Mint. Yeah. It was like a little, it was called the studio or something like that.
Sure.
On a university one.
Yeah.
Maybe 100 people at the most.
Yeah.
You don't remember, do you?
Nah, I'm not from Auckland.
Doesn't matter. So anyway, I'd use my real eye. The costume would be to have one eye there, so I'd be looking at the audience the whole time. And I'd be telling the story, the tragic story.
Of Shamu.
Shamu the killer whale.
Woe to go.
And
there we are.
About a one man or one whale show, as you you promote it that way. But you use the lighting to dapple it, look like water. Yeah, it's all on here.
Cool. How much are you going to charge for tickets? It's going to be koha.
I'm going to have to cover. I mean, I suspect that the killer whale cyber skeleton costume thing, whatever you call it, cyber suit, because it's going to be to scale.
That's horrifying.
Well, horrifying for the performer. This is part of the challenge, you know? Being able to sort of go in it.
It's been like, suit. Has loads in
it. That would be the most important. What's that?
I was just describing your reaction.
Like,
oh my god, you can't. What you guys can't see is Mikey turning to the side and then, in one foul swoop, just fixing his beady little eye on us.
The way that a hungry killer whale would be chasing a stingray through the shallows.
Yeah.
And come across someone recreationally just swimming and go, hang on, are you? I won't eat you. Leave you alone, human, for the whole sort of killer whales have never killed humans
thing.
They
could really get you something amazing in the Fringe Festival.
I know, I've left it late though, haven't I?
Yeah, you're too late. But however, you can always put on your own thing in your own backyard and your own little studio.
Lovely.
Yeah. But there are going to be.
Look over the fence, Mum. There's a man dressed in a whale costume hanging from a tree.
There's a giant Shamu over there. But
waiting for people to turn up.
We have had a bit of a theatrical soft opening this week, but there are some really cool things coming up. So bear with, because we'll be coming back next week.
I do want a solid prediction from you, though.
I think 2019
Wise Woman of the Theatre.
It's going to be the year of theatre, and it's going to be the year we get more funding. Because I feel like CNZ and the government are just snipping.
Is that a prediction or hope?
It's a both. The hope is becoming a prediction. It's a manifestation, maybe.
Yes, I like
Why not?
That.
Why not? Bring it on. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
That was Stage Direction with Johanna Cosgrove, brought to you by The Vic Devonport.